We are starting a new weekly segment here on the Morgan News Hour called Minding Your Own Black Business. As a former small business owner, I understand the grind that these owners go through. I started an advertising agency back in New York in 2011, and my wife was also a small business owner. I want to do my part to highlight our small businesses here in Baltimore. Opening a business is not for the faint of heart or if you're afraid or uncomfortable working long days. We are joined tonight by Raina Smallwood, owner of Adorn Vintage Furniture and Design, a vintage furniture shop right here in Baltimore. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start from the beginning. Tell me about your business.
Oh, yes. So as you said, we are a vintage furniture store in the heart of Mount Vernon, and we source vintage finds from all up and down the East Coast, and we bring them in and we restore them and reupholster them and give them a little bit of love and make them accessible to Baltimore. We also offer some interior design services, and we have some space rentals in the shop as well.
And what was the reason that you started this company?
Well, I have always had a love of furniture and interior design. Like, I think it's in my blood. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, going out thrifting with my mom when I was a kid. And as an adult, I was, you know, out and I stumbled upon some of the auctions and estate sales and, you know, other vintage shops. And I was like, I'm going to do this too. Like, I can do this. So I started collecting furniture, like, in my mom's basement, and then I had a storage unit, and then it just kind of grew and grew and grew.
How was your startup process? Did you have to create a business plan? Were you financed, or are you getting help from community organizations or government startup programs? Tell me about that process.
Yeah, so it was very interesting. So I had a previous furniture store, Cedar and Cotton, and due to the pandemic, we had to shut down. So I knew after that I had to continue selling furniture. Like, that's my thing. I had to keep at it. So I reached out to, you know, some of my friends and family, and I reached out to the couple at Dusko because I knew that they, you know, deal a lot with grants, and I asked them if they knew any grants that I could apply for to get funding to start. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'll get back to you. And, like, 2 days later, they called me back, and they said, well, why don't you start a crowdfunding, like, campaign, and we will, you know, meet each dollar up to $5,000. We'll match each dollar. And I was like, oh, my gosh, yes, yes. So, you know, we started that, and, you know, I had no plan after the previous business ended. So after that, you know, another friend of mine reached out and they said that they had a space available that they were looking to sublease, which is the space that I'm in now. And I said, yes, please. And, you know, everything just really started to fall together.
So knowing that your first business had kind of subsided due to the pandemic, how has your furniture business been going since we've been in the pandemic?
It's been going great. I think on the back end of it, a lot of people were really focused on home and, you know, completing a lot of those projects that they put off for so long. And I think that now is probably, while it was incredibly scary, it was probably one of the best times to start a furniture business now. Just because, like I said, people were so focused on home. So we've had a lot of folks come through, a lot of foot traffic, a lot of customers that followed me from the previous business, a lot of word of mouth. It's just been amazing.
Well, that's good. I see on your Facebook, on your website that you have a page where you thank, I think I counted over 65 people. Tell me, how important is that support system?
It is, I mean, it's the reason why I'm here right now, like, just because all of those folks came together and took a moment to donate $1, $5, $500, $5,000. Like, it meant a lot, especially not knowing, like, how I was going to get this next business started up. And, you know, it really, you know, I guess for me, I never really took the time to think about, like, my impact on folks. But it just, you know, it meant that people were watching and that they cared and wanted to see me succeed. And it really meant a lot.
What advice could you give to someone who is looking to start their own business?
I would say go for it. I would say that there's never really a perfect time to start. But I feel like we are often presented with a lot of opportunities that lead us to the path that we want to be on. And we just have to make sure that we're open to those opportunities.
And before we wrap up, where can people find you and your hours and anything like that?
Yeah, so on social media, we are Adorn Vintage Furniture, all one word, on Facebook and Instagram. And our website is adornvintagefurniture.com. We are located at 1004 Morton Street in Mount Vernon. That's 21201. And we are open every Saturday from 10 to 4 for walk-in visits. And then we are Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have appointments from 10 to 6.
All right, great. Raina, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.